The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct the tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still a far way, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. St. John the Cross, when he was young, at age 14, he was working in hospice for the sick people, especially those terminal ill people. So in his heart already, kind of love for the old people, for the sick people and the people in need. So at age of 20, he joined the Carmelites. By that time, there's no OCD, he's still Carmelite. So by that time, he met Teresa of Avila. So both of them tried to renew their order, because the Carmelite order in the original, they have no founders. They have just a group of people after the Holy War in Jerusalem. They remain in the mountain of Carmelite. And that's where the prophet Isaiah, there's a prophet staying there, and they still remain there. For a certain time, they return to Europe, and they start to tell the bishops in Europe who they are, because they don't have any founder. But then the common order recognized in Europe, and as you can imagine, in the early centuries, life is not always easy. But also some orders, they do not live well to a certain sense. So in Spain, Teresa of Avila and John the Cross saw this situation. They want to renew this common order, but also there's lots of oppositions. When John the Cross went to one place, he was kept in the prison by the friar for 9 months, stopping him to go around to renew this order. But finally it was free, and now today we call the OCD, Order of Carmelite Discount Lotius. In Stanley, the sisters belong to the OCD, but our priest, Father Paulus, is from Indonesia, they belong to Order of Carmelite. But anyway, no matter how, I understand from Father Paulus, the OCD, the spirituality is different, a little bit different than OCD. But they just simply follow Christ in a simple way. because originally they are not the origins. Follow Christ in a simple, on a daily basis. But he scouts people, they have the teaching of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. And you know, he suffers so much, John of the Cross. So his writings, his meditations, all how to live amid crosses and his joy. One of his phrases, very famous today, even today we quote him, of John of the Cross, is, where there's no love, you put love, and you will find love. And that's one of the teaching of John of the Cross. So just to try to put in our mind, it's so beautiful. Where there's no love, you put love, and you will find love.